While awaiting developments in Yathrib, Muhammad made some changes in his household. He needed a wife, and it was suggested that he should marry Sauda, the cousin and sister-in-law of Suhail, the devout pagan chief of the Quraishan clan of Amir. She had been married to one of the Muslims who had migrated to Abyssinia in 616, but was now a widow, and this was a good match for her. Abu Bakr was also anxious to forge a closer link with the Prophet and proposed that he should marry his daughter Aisha, who was then 6 years old. Aisha was formally betrothed to Muhammad in a ceremony at which the little girl was not present. In later years, she recalled that the first inkling she had of her new status was when her mother explained to her that she could no longer play in the streets, but must invite her friends into the family home. Muhammad's harem has excited a good deal of prurient and ill-natured speculation in the West. But in Arabia, where polygamy was more common than the monogamous marriage that Muhammad had enjoyed with Khadija, it would have been commonplace. These marriages were not romantic or sexual love affairs, but were undertaken largely for practical ends. Sauda seems to have been a rather homely woman who was past her first youth, but she could take care of Muhammad's domestic needs. Muhammad may also have hoped to win over Suhail, who was still undecided about the revelations. There was no impropriety in Muhammad's betrothal to Aisha. Marriages conducted in absentia to seal an alliance were often contracted at this time between adults and minors who were even younger than Aisha. This practice continued in Europe well into the early modern period. There was no question of consummating the marriage until Aisha reached puberty, when she would have been married off like any other girl. Muhammad's marriages usually had a political aim. He was starting to establish an entirely different kind of clan, based on ideology rather than kinship. But the blood tie was still a sacred value and helped to cement this experimental community. During the Hajj of 621, the six converts from Yathrib duly returned to Mecca, bringing seven others with them. Again, they met Muhammad in the Gully of Aqaba, and, in what would become known as the Pledge of Aqaba, promised to worship Allah alone, to refrain from stealing, lying, and infanticide, and pledged to obey Muhammad's directives concerning social justice. In return, Muhammad promised them paradise.